Hi everyone, it's Derek from the iReady podcast and this is my reaction to the 5-1 win against Motherwell in the Premiership today. Fantastic result, fantastic performance all round from the team today. From minute one, it was never in any doubt. It really wasn't. Every man today played their part. I don't think we actually got out of second gear because we never really had to. Going to Fir Park is a notorious place to go to. There's normally a lot of hostility there. Motherwell are really generally a bunch of hammer throwers and they were toothless today. I don't know if their European exploits on Thursday there taking a lot of the sting out of them, but they were woeful today and that's the reason why they're sitting in the bottom half of the table just now. But to a man, our team were fantastic. There was a lot of great performances today. I can't fault anybody. Obviously, two changes, a bit surprising, where Barisic and Hadji were dropped for Bassey and Jones. So Bassey getting his first start and Jones, he's came on a couple of times this season as a sub, but I think it's his first start this year. And certainly, he's made an impression today because he was fantastic. He was really direct going forward, none more so than the goal he scored. But as I said, right from minute one today, we were right up for it. The first minute, there was a free kick from the right by Tavernier. Perfect height for Morelos to head it. It was going into the bottom left corner, but the keeper makes a great save to put it out for the corner. And in the first half, it was really all us. I don't think Motherwell actually had a chance at all. We got our first goal, though, and it came from a penalty. In the 10th minute, it was a handball in the box from the amazingly named Bevis Mugabe. He controlled it with his hand. No complaints from the Motherwell players at all. Tavernier, with another short run-up, hits off the left post and into the back of the net. The keeper had dived the right way, but there was enough power and he had hit it cleanly enough anyway to get it just past them. So 1-0 up, fairly happy. We played on, we were fully in control. One criticism I did have of the team is we would play quickly up the park and then Motherwell would regroup and then we would just play the ball back to the halfway line for us to start again, but this time with Motherwell, you know, a full complement of players behind the ball. So we'd done that far too often, I felt, in the first half. And as I was texting my mates that, I just sent the text message, we score our second goal with an absolute peach of a goal on the 27th minute. And it was Jordan Jones that scored. Morelos and Arfield at the halfway line on the right-hand side with some lovely link-up play, lovely through ball down the right to Jones by Arfield, who takes the ball, runs directly towards the goal, cuts inside, hits a shot which hits off the left post, and then what a goal. It was a stunning shot, just a stunning piece of play as well from Arfield and Morelos, who were at it all day with that great link-up play. Morelos was dropping quite far back as well to pick up the ball. Great link-up play, but the goal itself was brilliant from Jones. You know, we've always known he was a very direct player, and when he gets the ball and when he's in form, this is the kind of thing he can do. So maybe that's him. That looks as if he's maybe turned a corner with Gerrard now. We thought he was going to be chucked out the door after that Old Firm game. And, you know, he's maybe had a new lease of life there at Ibrox. So certainly if he can do that, then he's going to be in the starting lineup, and if not, certainly on the bench. From there, we seem to have maybe, I wouldn't say a new lease of life, but we were a wee bit more direct in our play. We were not doing what I just described before of you know, doing quick breaks and then just passing back to midfield. However, we did get our third goal, which effectively wrapped up the game on the 36th minute, and it was another penalty. Ultimately, it started from a play a minute beforehand, but it was lovely play from Morelos at the corner area on the right-hand side. Beats two men, gets the ball to Davis, who had some lovely link-up play. He gets the ball across, falls to the back post to Kent, who squares it to Arfield. He switches feet, has a shot, and it was deflected out for the corner. So it was really unlucky, that play there, deserved of a goal. But the resulting corner came in from the right, hits off the upper arm of the defender, and the penalty was duly given. And up steps Tavernier again, who blasts it into the bottom right-hand corner this time. You know, a few comments online saying that the penalties were soft. There's technically no such thing as a soft penalty. A handball is a handball. It's a foul. It's a foul. You know, the referee's got to give them. It's about time we actually started getting penalties from these handballs. Would we be disappointed if it was given against us? Absolutely. But that's what happens in football. So nobody can have any complaints about the handballs in that respect. So into half-time, as I said, it was an excellent first half right from minute one. In complete control with all the possession. We're knocking the ball about well, playing some really skillful stuff, defending well on the rare occasion we were called into action. And as I said, the only criticism was the try to look for the perfect angle and playing it backwards all the time. Into the second half, started off fairly slow. We seemed to take our foot off the gas, perhaps. not a criticism. You know, we've got a lot of football to play. I would have liked to have a couple of, like a double substitution at half-time. I was saying that to my mates, and then maybe make the triple substitution in the 60th minute. Never happened that way. But we've got to think about players and resting a few players, because as what was highlighted in the Rangers commentary, you know, Tavernier and Goldson seem to play every single minute of every single game. When games are wrapped up, yeah, we need to maybe think about goal difference, but we also need to think about resting players. 3 points is the necessity before you think about goal difference. So, but Hellander came off and Balogun came on in the 59th minute. Kent came off and Itten came on in the 68th minute, and he was only on the park 6 minutes and he got his debut goal. And it was an absolute stunner as well. Arfield and Morelos linking up well again on the right-hand side. Arfield with a great ball to Itten on edge of the box with his back to goal. Itten flicks the ball up, turns and hits an absolute peach of a shot into the top left bin to open up his scoring record with us. Absolutely fantastic goal. It'll do him the world of good. And then just literally in that same minute, we had a triple substitution. Jones, Davis and Morelos off. Hadji, Edmondson and Defoe came on. The closest Motherwell had to scoring was on the 77th minute with a free kick from them from about 30 yards up and over the wall. McGregor gets his fingertips to it and it rattles off the bar and out for the corner. I don't know if it was hitting the bar anyway, if McGregor never got his fingertips to it. It was certainly dipping, so better safe than sorry anyway. Maybe unlucky from them there. But however, a couple of minutes later, Itten scores his second goal. You know, you wait ages for, you know, penalties and goals from Itten, and two coming along on the same day for each scenario there. So on the 79th minute, Itten got his second goal. It was a corner in from Tavernier from the right to the near post. Gets between the defender and Hadji, hits off Hadji's back, and Itten blasts the ball into the net from 6 yards with the follow-up. So good striker awareness there. The only blip of the game, though, was on the 86th minute when Edmondson scored an OG. It's a corner in from the right, flicks off the head of the attacker and off the face of Edmondson, who never knew much about it, and into the back of the net. Nobody on either of the posts. If there was a defender on either of the posts, that goal probably wouldn't have went in. So certainly something to maybe think about. But it's just a minor blip in the scheme of things. We got the 3 points emphatically. There was no doubts about it, as I said, from minute one. Just an all-round fantastic performance. Man of the match for me, probably Tavernier, for the fact that he obviously scored two penalties. He was all over the shop today, in a good way, certainly. Great cross, Nolan. You know, certainly I got to be an honourable mention for Arfield today, because his link-up play was fantastic, especially with Morelos dropping back into midfield on occasion to come and link up with him. But to a man, every player was brilliant today. So that leads us into the next game. It's going to be an extremely tough game against Galatasaray on Thursday. I think that's an 8 p.m. kickoff as well at home. So certainly that's the one good thing. We don't have to worry about the travel. But, you know, certainly if the players play to their potential, then I've all faith in them getting through. I'll be back with a post-match after that game. Dave and I will be recording our main podcast on Friday night, so that should be out in the early hours of Saturday. So if you want to check out our other stuff, you can go to our website, which is iReadyPodcast.wordpress.com, and there you can find all our stuff. So have a good rest of your weekend. Thanks for listening and goodbye.